or if not at First Communion, and it's the time of our choice. A priest who has a special faculty, now it's included in diocesan faculties, solemnly invests us in Our Lady's garment. And we are given to understand that when we receive it, we belong from that moment to Our Lady in a special way. In the prayer of investiture, the priest accepts us into the family of Mary, a family of millions today who have entered beneath Mary's mantle to be close to her Immaculate Heart, in order that they may be protected against the ravages of evil in the world, and that they may help to turn back the tide of satanic evil. Oh, what a powerful, powerful garment. And what a wonderful, generous gift of Our Lady. You know, for over 1,000 years, the Church had been praying, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And as though in answer to those hundreds of years of supplication, Our Lady stooped from heaven and clothed us in a garment of salvation, an assurance that she is with us and will pray for us now and at the hour of death. Oh, it's interesting to read the prayers of some of the great saints of the early Church, like St. Ephrem. Oh Mary, if only we had a sign of belonging to you, we would be sure of being saved. Now, time is running out, and there's so much to say, and so little time, because I must speak to you about the greatest of all the privileges, not only the scapular, but the greatest privilege that Our Lady has ever given to us and to the Church, the Sabbatine privilege. I haven't been able to speak to you about the origin of the scapular promise, how it really goes back far into the Old Testament, to the time of Elias, when the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel begins with the foot-shaped cloud that rose out of the sea when Elias saved Israel and brought it back to God. And in that foot-shaped cloud was seen a prefigure of the Immaculate Conception. And that in the Old Testament, the descendants of Elias had prayed for the coming of Our Lady, and this group became the Carmelites. And this was the family of Mary to which the scapular unites us. It's a family, Our Lady's special family. And one of the great privileges of the scapular is the communication of benefits in this family. We are united under the scapular with saints in the world, with thousands of holy souls, from the Pope who wears the scapular down to the youngest child who's just been enrolled. We share in this great spiritual power, a communication of benefits. And the historical documents that confirm the scapular promise are important. It's as certain that Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock and gave him the scapular as it is as certain that George Washington was the first president of the United States, or any event, any historical event, because we have overwhelming documentary proof from the time of the scapular vision, as particularly in a book that was written almost at the time that the printing press was invented, which recounts the great event, Our Lady's appearance to St. Simon Stock and the Great Promise. Then there are the indulgences. Do you know that the two most indulgent devotions in the Catholic Church are the Rosary and the Scapular? another thing. The scapular brings St. Joseph into our lives in a special way. Now, if we are children of Mary, we are also children of St. Joseph. But this is not only a theory. St. Joseph is truly, in a very special way, the patron of those who wear the scapular. He becomes our father in a very special way, our father and patron and protector. This is another one of those rich, rich treasures that comes to us with this great gift of Our Lady. But now, what is this privilege that Pope Benedict the 15th called the greatest of all our privileges from the Mother of God? It was a privilege, or a sort of a great indulgence, one might say, that was granted by Pope John the 22nd, that those who wear the scapular and do two other things will be freed from purgatory by the first Saturday after death. Now, to appreciate, how you say, how can that be greater than the promise of heaven, the promise of salvation? Well, it's not greater, and it's not more important. But there are many signs of salvation. We have the first Friday promise, we have the first Saturday promise. Any true devotion to Our Lady practiced perseveringly is a sign of salvation. But there is only one promise, as Pope Benedict XV said, that extends even beyond the grave. Now, to appreciate the scapular promise, one must realize that purgatory is essentially like hell. The main difference between purgatory and hell is that in hell there is despair. There's no hope. It's endless. Of course, that's a very big difference. In purgatory, there's hope. The soul in purgatory is willingly there, knowing that it is being purified to be in God's presence forever, to enjoy the beatific vision forever. But hell is so painful that St. Gregory the Great said it would be better to endure all the pains that man has endured from the beginning of time to the end of time rather than spend one day in purgatory. Now, what are the conditions for this Abbotine privilege? First is the wearing of the scapular. Those who wear the scapular were asked, at the time this privilege was given, in 1324, that they say the little office of the Blessed Virgin and be chaste according to their state in life. Now, to be chaste according to your state in life doesn't mean that you never commit a mortal sin. To be chaste according to your state in life means that I am resolved at this moment that I will not sin again. Sincerely resolved that I shall not sin again. As long as I have that resolution, then I am practicing chastity according to my state. I may fall, but I am resolved that I will not fall and do my best not to. As long as I have that resolution right now, I am eligible for this Abbotine privilege. Now, the little office in those days was the common practice of devotion to Our Lady among those who could read. And those who could read were a minority. And for those who could not read, the privilege required fasting on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Now, at the time the privilege was granted, the rosary devotion was just coming into popularity. And little by little, one began to substitute the rosary for the little office. And today it is common, and every priest who has the faculties, every priest has them in his diocesan faculties, to enroll in the scapular can also substitute some other practice for the little office. And normally the rosary is substituted, or seven fathers, seven Our Fathers, Hail Marys and Glorias. In the apostolate of Fatima, and since the appearance of Our Lady at Fatima, it is more usual to substitute five decades of the rosary. And indeed, in the world apostolate of Fatima, the Blue Army, automatically those who sign the pledge, the commitment to fulfill the requests of Our Lady of Fatima, can obtain the permission to have the rosary substitute for the Sabbatine privilege. Therefore, under those conditions, to obtain the privilege, one must wear the scapular, be chaste according to one's state in life, and say a part of the rosary every day. In his letter of March 18, 1922, commemorating the sixth centenary of the Sabbatine privilege, Pope Pius XI said, "It surely ought to be sufficient merely to exhort all the members of the Scapular Confraternity to persevere in the holy exercises which have been prescribed for gaining of the indulgences to which they are entitled, and particularly for the gaining of that indulgence which is the principal and the greatest of them all, namely that called the Sabbatine." It's called the Sabbatine privilege because Sabbatine means Saturday, and you could also call it the Saturday privilege. Father Lamy, who was died in 1931, and whose cause for canonization is far advanced, he's been called a second curé of ours, said, This is an actual quotation of Father Lamy. He said, "The Blessed Virgin hates purgatory. It is a sorry place. I like very much to pray for the souls in purgatory. But the Blessed Virgin thought that I did not ask enough for them, and she said to me, 'I am pouring graces upon those souls.' And then she spoke to me of the Sabbatine privilege. On July 16th, in 1924, at the end of a conversation with a friend, Father Lamy said, 'As for Mary, her kindness gets everywhere.' And her friend said, 'Yes, yes, but not in hell, Father.' And then Father Lamy said, 'Once Our Lady said to me that a soul falling into hell and calling upon her is helped. Today is the Feast of the Scapular. The Blessed Virgin said again to me one day that those who have fulfilled the conditions shall be drawn out of purgatory by her the Saturday after their death. How precious then is the brown scapular, which brings deliverance from such places of pain, for purgatory is extremely painful. Our Lady told me that she thought it better to stay behind suffering 15 years on earth than to spend 15 minutes in purgatory." On another occasion, Our Lady told Father Lamy that very few obtain this privilege because very few fulfill the conditions. St. Teresa of Avila saw the transition of many souls. She was one of the greatest mystics in the history of the Church. And she saw only three souls go straight to heaven without going to purgatory. One was St. John of the Cross, one was St. Peter of Alcantara, and the other was a priest whom she knew. And he must have been a rather ordinary person because she said, "And I was amazed." This is in her autobiography. "I saw him go straight to heaven, and I was amazed." And then she said, "Our Lady gave me to understand that it was because of the Sabbatine privilege." Now, that soul went straight to heaven. to go straight to heaven, you have to be a saint. You have to be in a state of perfect contrition. How many of us could ever have that grace? Now, do you remember in the beginning I told you about a miracle that took place in the tomb of St. Alphonsus? Now, St. Alphonsus Liguori was a doctor of the church. Now, there are only about 18 or 20 doctors of the church. These are teachers of the church. These are saints, always canonized saints, whose writings have been exhaustively studied, usually for 400 years. That's about the average before they made a doctor. St. Alphonsus was shorter. The average about 400 years they're studied. And their writings are studied and they're found to be perfect doctrine. And then these saints are proclaimed doctors. And St. Alphonsus wrote a book called The Glories of Mary. And it was primarily because of that book that he was made a doctor of the church. Because the church was looking forward at the time to proclaiming the dogma of the Assumption and also Mary's queenship and mediation of grace. And these are doctrines that St. Alphonsus expounds very, very beautifully and profoundly in that book, The Glories of Mary. Well, in a chapter of The Glories of Mary, St. Alphonsus speaks of the Sabbatine privilege. And at the end of the chapter, he says, now listen to this. This doctor of the church says, if we do a little more than Our Lady asks with regard to the Sabbatine privilege, can we not hope that we will not go to purgatory at all? Now, it means a little more than wearing the scapular, being chaste according to our state in life, and for most of us, saying the rosary. If we do a little more, that's what the saint said, a little more, can't we hope that we won't go to purgatory at all? Now, St. Alphonsus became a bishop. He was the founder of the Redemptorist Order, and after he died, 40 years later, there was a movement for his canonization. So an ecclesiastical commission was present at the opening of his tomb. And when they opened the tomb, an extraordinary sight met their eyes. Everything corruptible in the tomb had returned to dust. Lying there in the midst of the corruption of the tomb, the bones, the buckles, perfectly preserved, was the saint's brown scapular. The little pictures were just as perfect as when they were put in that tomb 40 years before. The coffin had rotted. All the garments, the episcopal garments, were gone, except the buttons and the buckles, gone. And there was the scapular, all the sewing around the pictures, the cords, perfect. I myself with my own eyes held it in my hands and looked at it after 200 years. It was like a new scapular. Oh, if you can, in my book there's a picture of it. It's so consoling to look at that. Crying out from the decay of the tomb, those words of the great doctor and saint, if we do a little more than Our Lady asked, can't we hope that we won't go to purgatory at all? You know how the saint died? He was in his 90s, and he was in a coma. And suddenly, he became alert, sat up, reached out his arms, looking ahead of him, as though he were looking at Our Lady, but certainly we believe he was. And he exclaimed, oh, Mary, Mary. And thus, with his arms extended and a smile on his face, he fell back on the pillow, dead. Our Lady had come for him at the hour of his death. Oh, my dear friend, is there any greater gift from heaven outside of the sacraments, especially of the Eucharist, outside of the seven sacraments, Is there any greater gift than this Mary's sacrament? This devotion of faith, hope, and love. This garment that protects us from Satan. St. Alphonsus says, all hell trembles at the mention of Mary's name. How Satan fears and hates this armor that prevents him from approaching us. In closing, let me tell you about Estelle Faguet, to whom Our Lady appeared in 1871 at Belvoisin, France. Estelle Faguet was the only support of her parents and an orphan living with her parents. She was only a servant, but that little that she had was just all the support of that little family. And she was dying, and there was no hope for her. As a matter of fact, the doctor had said, we won't give her any more medicine. There's no use torturing her because she has only hours to live. And suddenly, the devil appeared at the foot of her bed. She was filled with terror. She drew back. Here she's dying, and there's the devil. Drew back. And then, almost at that very moment, Our Lady appeared on the other side of the bed and said to the devil, what are you doing here? Don't you see that she's wearing my livery and that of my son? My dear friends, note the words. Estelle was wearing the scapular, and Our Lady said to Satan, don't you see that she is wearing my garment, my uniform, and that of my son? You know, children of Mary, we belong to Jesus. When we belong to Mary, we belong to Jesus. Now, Our Lady then told Estelle that either she would die by Saturday or she would be cured. This was on, I think, a Monday or a Tuesday. And the following day, Our Lady appeared to her again and said, you will be cured on Tuesday because of your act of resignation. The miracle took place, as Our Lady had foretold. It was recognized by the Church as a miracle. And in subsequent apparitions, Our Lady revealed a great mystery about the scapular. She appeared to Estelle wearing the small scapular, and the front of it was white. And she invited Estelle to come and kiss the scapular. And as Estelle approached Our Lady, the Sacred Heart of Jesus appeared on the white panel on the front of the scapular. And it was a pulsing, beating heart. And if it were not for the encouragement of Our Lady, Estelle might not have had the courage to accept the invitation to come up and kiss that heart. But as she did so, as she kissed this almost like a living image of the heart of Jesus on the panel of the scapular, as she kissed it, she experienced the beating of the Immaculate Heart of Mary beneath it. And she suddenly felt in that kiss that her own heart was united with the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And Our Lady gave Estelle to understand that the mysteries of the heart of Jesus had been opened to the world through St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, but that the world had not accepted this great revelation, this final appeal of love. And now Our Lady offers her own Immaculate Heart to draw us into the mystery of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is the culmination of Our Lady's gift. When she stooped from the sky 700 years ago to St. Simon's Dock, she She gave us a true devotion, an act of faith, hope, and love. She was answering the prayers of 1,000 years. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. O Mary, be our mother. Take us beneath your mantle. Unite us to you. Protect us. Be our mother. In the preface for the Scapular Feast, the Church sings that through the Scapular, Filios Dilectionis assumes it. Through the Scapular, she took to herself children of choice, adopted children, special children. Everyone who is born is a child of Mary. She is the new Eve. As Eve is the mother of all men in a physical way, Mary is the mother of all men in a spiritual way. But we are her special children. We are her children of love, of choice, filios dilectionis, taken to her, assumpsit, taken to her Immaculate Heart. And after all these years of prayer, now Our Lady comes and offers us her Immaculate Heart, that in union with that Immaculate Heart, we may be one with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, beating for us in the sacrament of His love, the Holy Eucharist. One of the greatest apostles of the Scapular devotion in history was Blessed Claude de la Colombière, who was the coadjutor of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in making known the devotions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to the world. He was St. Margaret's confessor, and Our Lord specifically told St. Margaret, I am sending you Father Claude to receive the revelations of my heart, that he may make them known. And Blessed Claude, at the same time that he was making known the devotion of the Sacred Heart, preached the Scapular devotion, and he said this. He said, in that celebrated promise, that is the promise by which Our Lady instituted this devotion of faith, hope, and charity, in that celebrated promise, Mary reveals all the tenderness of her heart. Close quote. Now, originally, when I wrote the book on the Scapular, which was published in 1940, I called it Mary in Her Scapular Promise, because of those words of Blessed Claude. In that promise, Mary reveals all the tenderness of her heart. But then, in 1940, I had not yet heard of Fatima. I first heard of Fatima in 1942, when Pius XII first spoke of it, when he made the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in 1942. And when I heard about Fatima, and that Our Lady held the Scapular out of the sky, and that she was asking for consecration to her Immaculate Heart, then I changed the title of the book based on the words of Pius XII, that is the sign of consecration to her heart, the Pope's words about the Scapular. I changed the title of the book to Sign of Her Heart. And Blessed Claude said that of all devotions to Mary, the Scapular is the most important. He said, this is the exact quotation, the faithful so unanimously agree that devotion to the Mother of God is a mark of predestination, that is a sign of salvation, that independently of the reasons upon which this opinion is based, I think a concordance so general should cause it to be regarded as a truth of our holy religion. And because all the forms of our love for the Blessed Virgin, all its various modes of expression, cannot be equally agreeable to her, and therefore do not assist us in the same degree to heaven, I aver, without a moment's hesitation, that the Scapular is the most favored of all. When Sister Lucia was asked why she thought Our Lady held the Scapular out of the sky in the final vision of Fatima, she answered, because she wants everyone to wear it. And she said that the Scapular and the Rosary devotions went together. In more recent apparition, Our Lady said, hold me by the hand and pray with me. And this is what we do with the Scapular and the Rosary. With the the scapular, we have some kind of a tangible link with our mother. We can reach out. Saint Blessed Claude also said, the saints and doctors of the church have told me that Mary is with me, but I need merely reach out and touch my scapular, and I know. Blessed Claude, I need merely reach out and touch it, and I know. So, with the scapular, we have it. It's Mary. It's called Mary's sacrament. It's the sign of our alliance with her and of her alliance with us. So with the scapular, we are holding Our Lady's hand, and with the rosary, we pray with her. This beautiful expression Our Lady herself used when she was appealing in these recent apparitions in Asia to prevent the final chastisement. She said, "Hold me